Welcome to KNEO Radio Podcast. KNEO Radio AM and FM Radio Podcast covering the heart of Texas and the Northwest Hill Country, including McCullough, Mason, Menard, Concho, San Saba, and portions of Brown and Llano counties. KNEO Radio is your podcast to hear interviews with special guests, local news, events, agriculture, and community affairs. For more KNEO Podcast, visit KNEOradio.com. KNEO Radio Podcast, making a difference.
Regular session last night. Superintendent Hector Martinez with us this morning. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Lynn. I'm doing fine. How about you?
I'm doing well. School board meeting last night.
Yes, sir.
Time's almost here.
It is. What is it? It's seems
three
like
weeks
it's,
away now?
Yes, sir. It'll be students will be back on the 18th of August, and teachers will begin showing up. New teachers will be showing up on the 9th of August for new teacher orientation, the 9th and 10th, and then all of our other faculty and staff will report on the 11th of August. So ready or not?
Ready or not, you're ready to go.
Yes, sir.
So how's the feel as you get ready to start school?
Well, I'm excited.
You're excited.
I'm excited to get school started. Yesterday, we had some of our band students get started at the high school, so it's nice to see students on the campus. For me, it's an exciting time when you start seeing students come back to the school after the summer. So excited about this week and next week as more students and faculty begin to show up.
Okay. So what happened at the school board meeting?
Again, it's a pretty light agenda, as you see. Yeah. It seemed like it's been light every month, which is a good thing. Yeah. Just some basic housekeeping things that we handle. Legal services with Walsh Gallegos was approved. We went through to consider that retainer. Lunch and meal prices for our students were approved. Now, however, our students are still getting, every student, we'll still get a free lunch and breakfast at our schools, and the only thing that changed were adult meals. They're $4.25 a piece, but that was pretty light. And then we gave a report on, you know, ESSER. I've shared that with you, those COVID relief funds that are coming into the district, and we believe with our team that we have a plan, you know, on how those funds will be spent in the district. Again, most of it is to help with learning loss, so we'll have a lot of resources going to learning loss, and then also with ESSER II. But again, it's been tough because as it starts to, as those grants, as we're writing those grants, there's a lot of, as I shared before, there's a lot of bureaucracy that comes with it.
I'm sure there is. How about construction? Things, you know, summer's always a busy time for fixing up and...
Construction is going well. There's some areas in the district that we're maintenance that we're getting painted. We're doing that. Construction with our building, the from the water damage, is almost done. So we're pleased with that. We're waiting for one more big piece, paving. Mm-hmm. Then we're doing some paving at the elementary school where we have some spots that need to be redone. So we're waiting on it. It's really making me a little nervous at this time because teachers will be showing up soon, but they assure me that it'll be done before school starts. So we'll keep going.
And I think the last time we talked, we talked about a little bit, and you're apparently getting pretty much finished on the addition to the high school for the professional services or professional activities, like career, technical?
Yes, the career center. And the career center is complete. The only thing we're waiting for at that campus, too, just the paving in that back parking lot.
Okay.
So, again, that's my anxiety right now.
Yeah. Well, how about single member District 7?
I know they had one individual that has reached out for that, and I believe next month, hopefully, we'll have that squared away.
Okay. I noticed it was on the executive session agenda, but doesn't mean you had to act on it.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're all ready for school, and you're looking for, what do you expect the attendance to start at this year?
Well, I would. We ended the school year at 990. Mm-hmm. I would hope, I anticipate our enrollment to be up. And I say that because I've gotten... you know, gotten some calls from some parents that have reached out to me and said, okay, I need to get my students back in school. They weren't in school all year.
Yeah,
so,
okay.
And we have folks moving in as well.
True.
And so I visited with some families that have moved in. So we'll see how it looks. But I anticipate our enrollment being at 990 or higher, hopefully higher.
Well, Coach Easterwood was in here yesterday. He is very excited.
Oh, yeah.
He's enthusiastic about things getting going.
He's always fired up to go. And his team is they've been working super hard. I know they had a coaches retreat last week, I believe, as they began their planning for another year.
Okay.
We're ready.
Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Brady Independent School District Superintendent Hector Martinez with us this morning.
Thank you for listening to the KNEL Radio Podcast. Be sure to tune in live to KNEL 95.3 FM and KNEL 1490 AM and KNELradio.com. For more KNEL Radio Podcast, including KNEL Sports, visit KNELradio.com homepage and click on the podcast of your choice to listen, download, and enjoy. KNEL Radio Podcast, making a difference. Thank you for listening today.